It's 11 minutes past 7. Brian Finn is here with the business news and supermarket news just in.
Yes, results from Tesco call a lot of interest in these results because of the overstatement of profits in the group. There was an accounting hole was uncovered recently, and so this is the first set of results to deal with this. There was an investigation ongoing by Deloitte. That investigation has been concluded. It says that the overstatement of the expected half-year profit, the impact of that has been confirmed at £263 million. Of that, £118 million relates to its first half trading operation. The balance, which would be treated as one-off items, relates to £70 million from last year, that's the 13 and 14 trading years, and £75 million coming from prior to that. So they haven't given a breakdown of where that money comes from, but we'll look into the results in greater detail at 7:50.
That figure has to do with the entire Tesco company in what, Britain and Ireland?
Yes. Yeah, this is the whole Tesco. But looking at its UK operations, which are the top line results, it has reported UK like-for-like sales down 4.6% for the first half. And group trading profit came in at just under £1 billion, at 0.9 billion pounds.
And we'll, as so I say, they're under pressure.
More on that later. Indeed, under pressure. There were reports this morning that GlaxoSmithKline is considering floating its HIV treatment division. It's thought the business could be worth up to £15 billion, which would put it on the top third of the FTSE. The flotation is expected to form part of a wider reorganisation that will see major job cuts around the world. In its most recent results, GSK reported operating profits down 37% to just under £3 billion. Asian stock markets closed lower overnight following the lead from Wall Street, which looked like it was on course for a fifth straight day of gains. But the gains were partially reversed following that shooting outside the Canadian Parliament, which saw markets retreat. In Europe, market movements have been fairly muted as investors await the outcome of the bank stress tests. The 130 banks themselves are expected to start receiving the results today, and they'll be made known publicly on Sunday. There have been reports that at least 11 banks had failed the tests, but the ECB has cautioned against any speculation at this stage. Finally, Microsoft has announced that it's ditching the Nokia brand name from new devices. New Nokia Lumia smartphones will instead be known as Microsoft Lumia, the company says. But the brand name, which has been around for nearly 150 years, will not disappear. Nokia's non-mobile division, which is not owned by Microsoft, will continue to use the name. Currencies now: the euro buys $1.26.5 and 78.8 pence sterling call.